Hello, my name is Alex, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, actually, I was trying to get a vaccine.
All right, so regarding the vaccine, you will need to contact the vaccine line. Are you ready for that number?
Oh, Lord. These people done gave me so many numbers. I done lost count now. It just don't even make sense. I didn't register here and register there. It's just really a lost cause now. You know what I'm saying? I got so many numbers down. I done lost count.
Understandable.
What number do you
have? Understandable. The number that I have would be the 855-566-5333.
5333. So that's all the information y'all have for us is just those numbers.
Yes, ma'am. Regarding getting a vaccine, that is the only line that I have.
Okay. Who in the world, if I may ask, who in the world are they giving these vaccines to? I mean, it's kind of odd to say, but I work in a critical care area in the hospital, and I missed out because, I mean, I guess they say if you don't get on around there, you just lost out. So who in the world are they vaccinating then if they don't want to go ahead and vaccinate the people who are working in critical areas if they miss, you know, getting theirs in there, you know, with their employer?
As of now, we are still in phase 1B, which would be frontline healthcare workers, including law enforcement, as well as 65 years of age and older.
So that's the tier you in now. I thought that was 1A.
No, ma'am, we're past 1A.
Okay, what was 1A?
1A was just, first it was just like doctors, EMTs, and stuff of that sort. That was 1A, and it was 75 years of age and up. Now they've dropped it down to, we are in 65 years of age and up, and we are still doing, you know, frontline healthcare workers, but that includes like law enforcement now, as well as some manufacturers.
So where do I fall in then? I mean, I'm signed up everywhere. UAB, health department, where do I fall in?
The only thing that you can do is pre-register. And you would have to just wait
until
your phase, pre-register until your phase becomes available.
Yeah, my phase is available. My phase is available. I'm like frontline worker. I work in a neonatal ICU unit with babies. So I feel like this is my category. I really do.
Well, you can pre-register at the vaccine line that I provided you.
Okay, I already pre-registered. So I got to sit around and just wait then.
Yes, ma'am. You have to wait to be contacted for an appointment.
Okay, I've been doing that for a while now. So are they giving it to the elderly or something now? Because I hear that that's what they're doing. Do you know?
65 years of age and up. So if they're 65 years of age and older with underlying health care conditions, you can get the vaccine.
Okay, so do you know if they're going to be giving out Johnson & Johnson or Moderna? Do you know which one it is?
No, ma'am. I wouldn't have that information.
Okay. What's your name?
Alex.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Alex.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the department.